奉你，我们要见证你这救恩在我们的身上是怎样。We
are witness of your salvation.
哦，主耶稣，我们在服侍你，就是要见证你的复活。Lord,
when we serve you, we are witness of your.
赞美你，你复活的生命的力量在我们的身上。Lord,
we thank you that you have given us this power.
哦，叫我们在地上就走一条荣耀的道路。So
that we may walk the heavenly path.
就走一条有盼望的道路。We
will walk this.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。Lord,
we thank you.
今天这一个信息传在我们的里面
Today give us this message.
让我们都有这个救恩在我们的身上
So that this salvation
让我们都有这样负担能够把这样的一个爱的信息传递出去
We have the burden to pass on this love
叫这个救恩不是仅仅在我们的身上
So that this salvation does not stop on just us
四维的人都能够来到主的面前
That we may bring people around us to you
我们的星星之火要燃起萤火的兴旺
That the sparkle will bring on a fire
叫四维的众人都能够得到这样的温暖
So that the people around us can be warm
让巴黎的大
We pass on your love.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
今天你就来在我们的当中。
Today, please come in.
叫我们每一个人都能够得到你爱的充满。
So that we may be filled with your love.
奉靠耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们把下面的时间交给梁家森弟兄。
唱这样的诗歌，不知道大家有没有都有这样的兴奋哈？我要在山顶喊叫。
I don't know if you have the same feeling that I do, that I will shout on the mountaintop.
我们要向全世界来宣称,
to proclaim to my world
恩爱的主已经拯救了我,
that the loving God has already saved me.
你救恩临到我们的身上,
Today the salvation has already come to us.
白白得来, 要白白的舍去,
is freely coming to us.
要我们把这个大爱能够传开来,
so that we may freely pass it on.
最近洛杉矶有一些的地方, 因为天气很热, 但是他们闻到
Recently, there are a couple areas in Los Angeles. They have this weird smell.
甚至学校有些都关门.
And some school even closed because of that smell.
后来他们去查.
And then later on, people find out.
原来在洛杉矶的东边有一个湖叫做 Salton Sea.
That on the east side of Los Angeles, there's this lake called the Salton Sea.
那这个湖呢, 当天气很热的时候,
and inside this lake, when the temperature is really high,
很多的鱼它得不到氧气,
a lot of fish, they wouldn't have enough oxygen.
所以就死掉了,
then the fish would die inside the lake.
有一次我去过那个湖,
and one time I passed by that lake.
当我们走在那个湖边,
and when we walk along the lakeside,
整个湖边都是鱼骨头,
The side of the lake is filled of bones of the fish.
我们在一家他旁边一家餐厅里面看到他在多年前的一些照片。
And then when we went to the restaurant that was next to the lake, we see the pictures of the old times.
多年前他在夏天的时候是一个游乐的天堂。
A long time ago, that lake used to be a resort.
是非常有名的一个游乐的地方.
Used to be a famous place for people to spend time with.
特别有名就是水上的很多活动.
It is most famous for the activities you can do on the lake.
为什么今天那整个地方充满了死亡?
And how did it become this? Full of death.
因为河水流进去.
Because that lake only received river water.
它现在那个水没有办法
And there is no channel for the water to go out.
它的盐分就越来越重。
So that over time, this lake gathered a lot of salt.
弟兄姊妹, 今天救恩临到我们的身上。
So brothers and sisters, today the salvation has come to you.
神要我们把它传出去。
And God wants you to pass it on.
今天若是我们光光是领受, 光光来得,
And today, if you only get stuck on only receiving,
你发现说那个活水好像没有办法像我们得救的时候那么样的新鲜。
And then you may feel that this living water might not be as fresh as before.
让我们想到这个Salton Sea以前是怎么样的 繁荣怎么样的这么多人去那里
And how we remember that the Salton Sea used to be a beautiful place
今天如果你去 你看看那样的光景
And today if you go take a look
主提醒我们福音今天我们白白得着要白白的把它传出去
So the Lord reminds us that we freely receive His salvation and we need to freely pass it on
我们一起来读一下路加福音第24章
Let's read Luke chapter 24
46到48节
46 to 48
请我们一起来读
Together
又对他们说 照经上所写的
基督必受害第三日从死里复活
并且人要奉他的名悔改赦罪的道从耶路撒冷起传到万邦
You are witnesses of this thing
好，在这段圣经里面，复活的主向他们说到有三件事情。
And in these three verses, the Lord told us three things.
一件是主他来到地上，他所完成的。
The first thing is the things that Christ has come to this earth to complete.
基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。
That Christ would suffer and rise again from the dead the third day.
第二讲到人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道。
And the second thing is the repentance for forgiveness of sins would be proclaimed in his name to all the nations.
从耶路撒冷一直传到万邦。
Beginning from Jerusalem.
那第三件讲到我们就是这些事的见证。
And the third thing mentioned that we are the witnesses of these things.
主在十字架上为我们完成的工作。
The Lord has completed his work on his cross.
不单是一件历史上的事实。
It's more than just a fact in the past history.
今天我们要成为主的见证人。
Now today we are his witnesses.
我们需要不单认识，我们经历到。
So more than just having the knowledge, we have the experience.
主的工作是那么的真实。
That God's work is real.
我们知道主复活。
We know that God is risen.
在七日的第一日。
And on the first day of the seventh day.
在那一天，有一些的妇女们到坟墓里面要去找耶稣。
And on that day, a lot of women come and try to find the body of Jesus.
有两个人，他们的衣服放光。
And then two people, they did not have clothes.
是两位天使。
And those were two angels.
告诉这些妇女们。
And told them.
为什么在死人中找活人呢？
And he said, why do you seek the living one among the dead?
他不在这里。
He is not here.
他已经复活了。
But he has risen.
为什么在死人中找活人呢？
Now why do you come seek the living one among the dead?
弟兄姊妹，今天我们经历到我们的主，他已经从死里面复活了。
Brothers and sisters, we know for a fact that our God has risen from dead.
他借着死，他败坏了那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
And through his death, he has destroyed the authority of death.
他的宝血为我们流出来。
And he has shed his blood for us.
他将赎价付给神。
And he has paid the price.
今天我们能够来到神的面前。
So today we may come to God.
我们来领受主所要赐给我们那永远的生命。
We may come and receive this eternal life.
是复活的主住在我们的里面。
To receive this resurrected God to come dwell in us.
当日有好多次主向门徒们显现。
And there is many times when God revealed himself to the disciples.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们看见说，纵使复活的主向他们显现。
And brothers and sisters, we see how this risen God showed himself to the disciples.
好像还有人在疑惑。
Just like he knows that there are people that are still confused.
他们习惯在肉身里面来认识耶稣基督。
Just like how he knows that his disciples still used to seeing the Christ in flesh.
但是主耶稣复活了，他在另外一个境界了。
But now God has risen and he is now in another form.
他带着复活的身体。
And in this resurrected body.
门徒们把门都关上。
The disciples, they closed the door.
但是主忽然就站在他们的中间。
But yet Jesus appeared in the midst of them.
主复活了。
Because God is risen.
他能够超过时空一切的限制。
And God is no longer bounded by time.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣复活后向门徒们显现。
And Christ is now risen and he reveals himself.
我们都知道有40天。
And we know that there were 40 days.
向他们讲说神国的事。
And in that 40 days, Jesus explained to them the things in heaven.
但是门徒们到底对这位复活的主认识有多少？
But how much did the disciples get to know this Jesus?
那个40天是很宝贵的。
And that 40 days was precious.
比过去三年半门徒们他们能够听见主讲话，他们能够拥挤耶稣的身，还要更真实更宝贵。
Because these 40 days to the disciples is even more real for the 3.5 years that Jesus was with them in flesh.
因为我们知道过去三年半。
Because we know that in the past 3.5 years.
主耶稣有这么多的神迹奇事。
Even though through a lot of miracles and signs.
主的话何等的奇妙，带着能力。
And how his words is full with power.
我们知道门徒们他们跟随主。
We know that disciples, because of that, they follow Christ.
哎呀，是这位主亲自与他们同在。
And it is this Jesus who is with them physically.
是主亲自把饼拨开，叫5000人能够吃饱。
And how our Lord break bread and feed the 5,000.
他们是亲耳听见主吩咐风和海，风和海就听命令就平静了。
And how the disciples could hear and see that God can separate the oceans and the wind.
但是我们知道，当主要钉十字架。
But we know that at the time when Jesus has to go on cross,
门徒们的光景是怎么样?
How the disciples then reacted.
主多次告诉他们,
how in many times that Christ told them that he would suffer.
第三日要从死里面复活,
and how he would be risen from the dead on the third day.
到了最关键的时刻,
and it is at that critical moment,
这些门徒们在那里争论谁伟大。
Those disciples, they only argue about who is greater than the other. Just like how they really didn't know Christ.
当逼迫来到,门徒们逃着逃,散着散,否认的否认。
And when the persecution came, these disciples, they scattered.
我们知道这40天比在 肉身中,他们能够这样子认识主,宝贵多了。So
we know that in these 40 days, these disciples actually learn even more through the 3.5 years.
因为这是复活的主向他们显现。Because
now it is the risen God, risen Christ, who shows himself to them.
但是主没有一直留在地上。But
our Lord did not stay with them forever.
时候到了,他升上高天。When
the time came, he had to ascend it onto high.
坐在至大的宝座的右边,
and to sit on the right side on the throne.
弟兄姊妹,
so today, the Lord that we are trying to know, we know him through the Holy Spirit.
是的,复活主向门徒们显现,
yes, when this risen Christ showed himself to the disciples,
他们还有迷惑的,
at that time they were still a little confused.
他们还有许许多多说我们打鱼去,
and then some of them even want to go back to their old jobs.
但是那段时间,主在那里做何等奇妙的工作。
But it is at that time that Jesus did his marvelous work.
一直等到,直到圣灵降临下来。
And he asked them to wait until the Holy Spirit has come to them.
主在那里吩咐他们,要等候所应许的圣灵。
So Jesus asked them to wait for the promised Spirit to come to them.
所应许的圣灵是这位复活的耶稣基督,
to wait for this resurrected Christ.
是这位得荣耀的主,
to wait for this glorious God.
他在圣灵里面回来,
through his Spirit to come to them.
他能够住在我们的里面,
so that this Spirit could dwell in them.
弟兄姊妹,我们今天所蒙的福分,
brothers and sisters, today, the blessing that we have received today,
超过当日那些能够亲眼看见,亲眼听见主所说话, 看见他所做的事情, 那些人, 今天我们得着的是更为宝贵的。
Our blessing that we have received today far exceeds what the people had when they used to see the flesh of Jesus.
今天我们得着的比复活的主当天跟他们显现, 我们说今天我们得着的是更为宝贵的。
And for you to know, what you have received today is much more precious than what they had before.
Oh, 主在圣灵里面回来了。
Because our Lord has come back in spirit.
他住在我们里面。
And through the Spirit, he dwells in us.
他与我们同行, 与我们交谈。
And through this dwelling, he walks with us and he talks with us.
生命窄路, 与我们同过。
So that he walks this narrow path with us in life.
今天主要得着我们成为他复活的见证人。
And today, Lord wants to receive us as his witness.
让我们里面那么清楚,我们遇见了这位复活的主。
So that in us, we have this feeling when we know that we are his followers.
弟兄姊妹,有没有遇见这位复活的主?
So brothers and sisters, have you met this Christ?
也主已经住在我们的里面。
Because Christ now dwells in you.
有没有听见主向你说话?
Have you heard his speaking?
你有没有和他在 灵里面能够这样的亲密的交通,
and have you have a close fellowship with him in spirit?
我们的主渴望与我们同在,
because God wants to be close to you.
祂渴望与我们同住,
he wants to dwell in you.
祂在我们生活中每一件大事小事, 祂乐意与我们同行,
and doesn't matter if it's a big deed or a small deed, he wants to walk with you.
我们需要在圣灵里面主开我们的眼睛。
So we ask that in our spirits our eyes would be open,
我们认识这位复活的主,
so that we will know this risen Christ,
我们今天成为他的见证人,
and become his witness.
今天我们跟别人传福音,
so today when we go out and preach the gospel,
有人说你把主耶稣拿出来给我看看, 我就相信了。
People will challenge, why didn't you bring out Jesus? If I see it, then I'll believe it.
他没有信主的时候, 他没有办法看见。
And because before he start believing, he will not be able to see it.
但是朋友们呢, 他们能够看见神的儿女。
But then they can see you who are the children of God.
是的, 主已经复活, 已经升天, 不是人的肉眼能够再看见了。
Because after his death, after his resurrection, he can no longer be seen by our naked eyes.
但是人能够看见我们。
But then the people can see you.
所以我们的见证何等的重要。
So that how important it is to be his witness.
因为说我们说主耶稣基督他是复活的主。
Because today we can proclaim that he is the risen Lord.
你怎么知道他活着呢？
How do you know he is alive?
我们说因为他活在我们的里面。
And then we could say that because he lives in us.
那人家说，你说他活在你的里面，可是我看不见。
And then if people more challenge you and said, if you said he lives in you, I don't see it.
感谢主，今天他能够看见我们。
Then praise the Lord, at least they could see you.
所以最后他讲说，我们是他的见证人。
So then at the end he says, you are the witness of these things.
今天有些时候你想想这些演戏的哈，他们明明演一件假的事情，但是呢，他们演得非常的真。
If you think about it, these actors, they are just acting to be someone, but then they make it so real.
说说，有时候我们很稀奇哈，人家看那些这个叫什么连续剧哈，看得一把眼泪一把鼻涕的。
And then sometimes we are marveled because when people look at these TV shows, they would actually cry with the people.
明明是假的，但演得非常的真啊。
Don't you know that it's fake?But then it makes you believe.
弟兄姊妹，常常你发现神的儿女里面的主是真的。
Brothers and sisters, we know that God in us is real.
我们讲起来好像假假的。
But then how come when we talked about it, people don't believe?
我们的主住在里面是真的。
That the Lord lives in us, that's for real.
我们有没有这个把握？
Now, do you have this assurance?
当你跟朋友们传福音的时候，
when you preach this gospel to your friends,
啊，我们说这位主住在我的里面，他是复活的主。
And when you say that this God lives in me, and he is my God,
他是又真又活的神。
And he is real and lively.
这你一个真实的见证，
and you are a true testimony.
比你辩论辩赢别人重要的多了。
And being a testimony is a lot more important than convincing him with words.
这位复活的主能够从我们身上能够彰显出来。
Because this risen God can live his life through you.
叫人遇见我们，他们能够认识这位复活的基督。
So that when people meet you, they can meet the Jesus who is in you.
在使徒行传第26章，
In Acts chapter 26,
22节到第23节，
22 and 23，
保罗他是在亚基帕王面前做见证。
Here we will see that Paul is giving a testimony.
他向亚基帕王他说，故此我没有违背那从天上来的异象。
And then Paul was confessing to King Agrippa that he has received this vision.
我们把这段圣经一起读一下。
So let's read this vision together.
然而我蒙神的帮助，
直到今日还站得住。对我尊贵卑贱老幼做见证，我的话语并不外乎众先知和摩西所说，将我的话语所说，并不外乎众先知和摩西所说，将我的话语所说，并不外乎众先知和摩西所说，将我的话语所说，并不外乎众先知和摩西所说，将我的话语所说，并不外乎众先知和摩西所说，将我的话语所
说，并不外乎众先知和摩西所说，将我的话语所说，并不外乎众先知其实他原来就是一个把光能够传出去。
And here he talks about the light. And then more importantly, he is the person who proclaimed the light.
今天我们在世界上，主说你们是世上的光。
And then today, living on this world, God calls us the light of the world.
主耶稣来到地上的时候，他是世上的光。
Because when Jesus came, he was the light of the world.
他是生命的光。
He was the light of the life.
今天主把这样的一个光是他的生命，他赐给我们。
And today, Jesus has passed on this light, which is his life, to us.
这个光要传出去。
And this light is to be passed on.
要照出去。
To pass on and lighten the area.
所以圣经告诉我们说，光不能放在斗的底下。
So then in the Bible, it tells us that we cannot hide a fire underneath a bed.
要把这个灯呢，要放在灯台上面。
But you have to put this fire on the light stand.
好叫光能够照出去。
So that this light could be spread out.
今天若是我们只是做一个暗暗的基督徒。
So today, if we want to be Christians that are hidden.
这我们不会遭到太多的逼迫。
Then you will not be persecuted for sure.
也很多事上你也没有什么为难。
And moreover, no one will ever come trouble you.
但是你知道把光放在兜底下
But then if you know that if you hide the light underneath a bedsheet
不让这个光能够出去
If you hide it so no one can see it
我们很难经历到我们的主他是那位又真又活的神
Then you yourself will not be able to experience the real and lively God
主告诉我们这个光不能把它隐藏起来
Because God tells us that we should not hide this light
但是仇敌他最害怕这个光能够照出去。
And then the one thing that our enemy is scared the most is when the light is spread out.
所以仇敌用一切的力量要把这个光把它扑灭，或者说要把它遮盖起来。
So that's why the enemy is using all his power to hide this light.
光必须放在灯台上，让它能够照亮出去。
For the light has to put on to a lampstand so that it could spread out.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们说要宣传，要把这个光能够传讲出去。
So brothers and sisters, our job today is to spread out this light.
我们这次在特会里面主题是什么？
So when we come back from the summer conference, what was the topic? The topic was to go forth.
所以我们弟兄也跟我们讲到，这个去不一定你要到远方，到哪里去。
And then brother reminded us that when we ask to go forth, we might not have to go afar.
但是我们向着我们最靠近的人
But maybe we have to only go to the people that are closest to us.
有没有光能够照出去
Now do you have the light to shine it on?
像我们的同事有没有光能够照出去
Do you have this light to shine on your coworkers?
在同学当中有没有光能够照出去
Do you have the light to shine on your classmates?
有人讲他在学校里面就是在那里注谢祷告
And then some people said that they're the testimony when they say grace before they eat.
有人就有一些的恶作剧，把他吃的东西又偷偷的要拿走。
And then people say that when that person say grace, they'll take away his food.
你在同事中间，你说我要祝谢祷告。
And maybe in your workplace, you try to say grace before your meal.
弟兄姊妹，有人认出你是基督徒来。
And brothers and sisters, it is through those things that they could recognize you as a Christian.
很多时候我们有机会，我们让这个光能够照出去。
So that whenever we have a chance, we have to shine on this light.
人家有许多的需要，但是今天只有神的儿女把光照出去，他们会觉得何等的稀奇。
And there are many people with many needs, but it's only through the shining of the light that they will know that we are Christians.
我姊妹跟我讲，最近她在办公室里面有一个人是去发到不同的地方去发薪水。
And my sister told me that at her workplace there's one coworker and his job is to pass on the checks.
他说他发到他的办公室来。
And then that person came to sister Michelle's office and passed the check.
他说他就很平常很简单的问他说你好不好啊
？And then she asked how are you?
就那个人呢，他就流起眼泪来了。
And then that person started crying.
那他就讲说他的孩子最近生了什么病，反正他在很多的难处里面。
And then that person was actually in a lot of difficulties. His son was very sick.
我姊妹就说：“来，你坐下。”他把门关起来，说：“我为你祷告。”
And then Sister Michelle closed the door and asked him to come in and pray with him.
你可能平常你看不出来这个人他有什么需要。
Maybe externally you cannot tell any difference on this one person.
一个真诚简单的问候。就把那个爱让人家能够触摸到。
But it's only through a sincere asking of how are you that person can break apart.
让这个光出去。
So that I ask you to shine on this light.
祷告以后，真的他得着很大的安慰。
And after the prayer, that person was feeling a lot comforted.
主要今天他要我们把光能够宣传出去。
So that today the Lord is asking us to shine on this light.
把光明的道传给百姓和外邦人。
To shine on this light to point out this path to the Gentiles.
保罗他经过了好多好多的试炼。
And how Paul has to go through so many different trials.
到最后他在亚基帕王面前做见证。
And then at the end he gave his testimony to this king.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹，今天主也呼召我们。
And praise the Lord, today you have this same calling.
今天他要把福音的使命托在教会的身上。
And today we receive the same commission as a church to spread on this gospel.
在马太福音二十八章十六节
，In Matt 28:16,
十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上。
He says, but the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee to the mountain which Jesus has designated.
他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。
And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some were still doubtful.
十八节到二十节，我们一起来读。
And 18 to 20, let's read together.
耶稣进前来对他们说：“天上地下，我有的权柄都在你们那里了。 所以我们要去万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，把我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
So go therefore and make disciples of all the nations.
所以我们刚刚讲到，这个去不一定要到很远的地方去。
So we just talked about when we go forth, we might not have to go afar.
去到你的邻舍。
How about we go to our neighbors?
去到你的亲人中间。
How about we go to our relatives?
去到我们的同事，到我们各样能接触的人。
How about we go to our coworkers or people that are in touch with?
要去使万民做主的门徒。
Because we have to go and therefore make disciples of all the nations.
但是主若打发你到远方去，也感谢主。
But now, if God wants to send you afar, praise the Lord.
我们当中一些孩子们曾经有一年到云南去苗寨。
Some of our teenagers were sent to the Yunnan province to preach to the villagers.
那个主人非常热心地接待他们。
And then, that the host was very passionate.
他们的房子楼下一楼呢都是养牲畜的。
And in those huts, the first floor is for the cattle.
二楼是住人的。
And the second floor was for men.
就他们到了二楼去以后呢，就问一下说这个厕所在哪里啊
？So when the teenagers came, they asked the host, "Where is the restroom?"
这个主人往外一指啊，到处就是你们的厕所。
And then the host pointed out to the outside and said, "It's all yours."
啊，在那里他们经历到说，原来人家是可以这样子来生活的。
So then our teenagers learned that there's such a different lifestyle over there.
不过他们跟很多的孩子们。有逐日学啊，去跟他们传福音。
And over there, they host a lot of Sunday school with the children on in that area.
最后，把那些孩子们啊，大多数、绝大多数都带到主里来了。
And all the children that they have touched, they have decided that they want to convert.
他们非常的兴奋。
And all the teenagers were very excited.
在这边好像很难很难传一个人得救。
And then over here, it looks like that it's hard to even pass it on to one person.
在那边短短的几天，真的是果实累累啊。
But over there, just a couple of short days, they have received a lot of people.
比如说主打发我们，我们到远方去。
So when God sends you afar,
很多时候还不是我们做了多少工。
It is not. It doesn't matter how much work. It's not how much work you can do.
常常是我们得到激励。
But it's how much encouragement you will receive.
我们看见福音就是神的大能。
Because we know that the gospel shows his power.
要救一切相信的。
And it is this power that wants to save everyone.
但是今天主说要我们去使万民做他的门徒。
Because he says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
不但把人带到主的里面。
So not only we should lead people to God,
叫这些人不单成为信徒,
so that these people are made believers,
他们还要成为门徒,
but moreover, we want to make them disciples,
不只是来到教会,
to we bring them more than just coming to church,
还要一同追求,
but then we lead them to pursue,
还要一同侍奉,
we lead them to serve,
主所教训的话, 都要教导他们遵守,
so that we will follow the same commands and show them that what we're doing.
这是主在升天之前他托付给教会一个大的使命。
Because isn't this the last commission that God gave us before he ascended?
这个使命也是托在每一个神儿女的身上。
And it is this same commission that you and I have received.
今天主要我们去把福音传扬。
And today God calls upon us to spread his gospel.
主要我们去使万民做他的门徒。
God asks us to go forth and make disciples of all nations.
我们的主，他愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
Because God wants to save the 10,000 and would not even want to leave one behind.
我们的主来到地上，他已经做成所有赎罪的工作。
Because God has already completed his work.
也就是说，他的工作已经完成了。
Meaning that his work is already completed.
今天我们说福音传扬，什么时候是天使来传福音呢？
And then when we spread the gospel, when does an angel spread the gospel?
天使来传福音的时候，是恩典的门已经关了。
And when the angel spread the gospel, that means that the door has already closed.
你看见在启示录最后面， 天使来传福音。
And then you could see that at the end of Revelation, the angel starts preaching the gospel.
但是今天是恩典的时代。
But then now we're before that, we're in the ages of grace.
神不叫恩，叫天使来传。
And then God has not asked his angel to spread the gospel yet.
神要他的儿女们来传福音。
Because God first wants his children to spread his gospel.
他把这个福音的使命托在我们的身上。
And today he has given you this commission.
啊、叫这个活水从我里面能够流出去
so that you could float out this living water to
叫这个火能够烧出去
so that you could use your sparkle to light up a fire
我们感谢主
so we praise the Lord
我们都在恩典的时代里面
that we live in this age of grace
白白的得来
that we can receive this grace freely
也要白白的舍去
and yet we should pass on this grace freely as well
在恩典的时代
And in this age of grace,
我们把这位恩典的主能够传给别人
that we will pass on this our salvation of grace to the others.
凡口渴的都可以来到主面前
Yes, whoever is thirsty could come.
凡劳苦担重担的可以来到主面前
Whoever carries a heavy burden can also come.
凡相信的，我们就得着了永远的生命
Yes, whoever chooses to believe will receive eternal life.
感谢主，这是恩典的时代
And praise the Lord, this is the age of grace.
今天主他托付我们要把福音传出去
And today God has given you this commission to spread his gospel.
今天我们知道圣灵已经来了
And we know for a fact that the Spirit is in us.
圣灵在我们的里面
That the Spirit works in us.
和我们一同做见证
And itgive testimony together when we do.
当我们知道说主何等的看重，说你们就是这些事的见证。
And then we know that God has given us this burden to be His witness.
我们等候所应许的圣灵。
And we wait for this Spirit.
他讲到说我们是他的见证人。
And then He tells us that we are His witnesses.
因为我们是他复活的见证人。
On one hand, we are the witnesses of His resurrection.
我们能不能够那么有把握，那么有精力的告诉别人说主耶稣复活了。
So now, do you have this assurance that God is risen in you?
我们不需要这么多的理论来分析，这么多的考古来分析。
So we don't have to do research paper and we don't have to do a lot of studying to know that.
因为我遇见了复活的主
Because you have met this risen Lord.
I know, 我知道他复活了
And you know that he has risen in you.
这是第一个见证我们是耶稣基督复活的见证人
And that's the first testimony that we should be able to give is that God has risen in us.
另外一方面我们活着是他的见证人
And then on the other hand, we live on as his testimony.
今天主在我们身上他要做成奇妙的工作
Because God wants to do his marvelous work in you.
耶稣基督是的他已经死了埋葬了复活升天了
And yes, Jesus has died, he has been buried, he is resurrected, and he is now risen.
但是我们知道仇敌最害怕的有这么多的耶稣又出现了
And then the one thing that we know that the enemy is afraid of is that now we have so many Christ who is working.
啊，我们这些污秽的罪人
And even before we were sinners,
我们这些犯罪堕落的族类
we were the sinners of a departed grace.
曾经我们是怎么样的一个人，但是今天有一个生命在我们里面。
How we were before, but today we live a different life.
当这个生命从我们身上活出来的时候
it is when we live out this new life.
从前我不能饶恕的，今天我里面觉得这个生命就是一个饶恕的生命。
And then before maybe I was not able to forgive, but today I live a live life and I can forgive.
从前那个伤害我的人，我不可能爱他的。
Before I cannot love the one who hurt me.
哦，但是今天有一个生命在我里面，叫我们说我们仍然能够爱他。
But today in my new life, I learned to love.
有好多的见证。
There's a lot of testimonies among us.
哦，是主耶稣他的生命活出来了。
Because we could live out this new life.
这是见证。
And this is our testimony.
这是让仇敌所害怕的。
And this is the testimony that the enemy is afraid of.
这么多的耶稣又出现了。
There's so many Christ that has now risen.
他们好像用尽了所有的力量啊，他们觉得能够把主耶稣除掉了。
Just like how the enemy thought that he used all his might to kill Jesus.
他们说除掉他，除掉他。
And they said, kill him, kill him.
但是他们以为把主除掉了。
And the enemy thought that his work was done.
但是今天有这么多耶稣基督又出现。
And then the next thing he knows is that now we have so many crises that have risen.
一粒麦子落在地里死了，已经结出了许许多多的子粒来。
And just like how one seed put on the floor is now grown into many trees.
不单每一个神的儿女，我们是他的见证人。
And each one of the children, we are witness of God.
今天神还要得着一个团体 让我们一起成为他的一个见证。
So more than just being the individual testimonies, together we are one testimony.
所以圣经告诉我们说，你们要彼此相爱。
So in the Bible, it tells us that we have to love each other.
众人就会认出我们是他的门徒来。
And it is through this love that people could distinguish us from the other people.
这个认出就是一个见证。
And when we recognize who we are the testimony.
这般人不一样。
That we are a different group of people.
人家看到我们的时候，他们觉得这般人不一样。
And when people see us, they see us differently.
因为他们彼此相爱。
Because we love each other.
这是一个见证。
And together, that's one testimony.
但是我们也知道，仇敌最害怕就是见证出现。
And then we know that it is the one thing that enemy is most afraid of.
所以你看见他忙得不得了。
So that we could see that when the enemy is working really hard.
哎，这边搅动一下，那边搅动一下。
He's working really hard to touch this person, to poke that person.
有时候我们听到一些事，我说想都没想到。
And then sometimes I hear things that I still cannot believe.
突然之间怎么搞得这两个人又有了一些意见呢
And then all of a sudden these two people would start arguing with each other
一下子又有这个事情出来了
And then on the other hand something else would stir up
到一个地步我们认识这是仇敌的诡计
And then at that point we have to recognize that it is the tricks of the enemy
因为仇敌他来偷窃杀害毁坏
Because the enemy only comes to steal and to kill
仇敌来要破坏神的见证
And to destroy the testimony of God
弟兄姊妹我们不上仇敌的当
So brothers and sisters let's not fall into this trap
这个人看法那个人看法不重要
It doesn't matter what this person thinks or what that person thinks
这个人怎么说我那个人怎么说我不重要
It doesn't matter what this person gospels that person gossip
我们看重的乃是神的家要有一个见证出现
Only one thing that we should care about is that togetherWe are one testimony.
这是彼此相爱的见证。
A testimony of love.
神的家里面有一个见证，在合一的见证里面出现。
And in His house, there is one testimony. Together, we are love.
一的见证。
The togetherness, the testimony of one.
Yeah, testimony of oneness. 好，我们这个一的见证，主耶稣一直为我们祷告。
It is that Jesus has been praying for the testimony of oneness.
叫我们能够合而为一。
So that together we are as one.
我们知道我们在一个身体里面。
And we know that we are of one body.
我们知道我们每一个肢体都是不能缺少的。
And we know that all of us are different parts of this body.
这是一个见证。
And this is our testimony.
我们知道这个见证会让仇敌害怕。
And we know that it is this testimony that makes the enemy afraid.
我们知道这个见证让仇敌想尽办法想要来破坏。
And we know that this is the one testimony that the enemy cannot allow.
这个一是一个事实。
And this one is true.
这个一不是讲到外面的统一。
And this one is not just externally we are together.
最近有一个弟兄到我们中间。
Recently, there's one brother who is among us.
所以我们也谈到有很多不同，在外面来讲，有很多不同的习惯。
And then we talked about how externally we have so many different habits.
在他们当中，你穿衬衫一定要放在外面，不能放在里面的。
And then for them, when they wear a shirt, they would never tuck it in.
他们一定穿长袖，不能穿短袖。
And then they would always wear long sleeves, not short sleeves.
他们有好多的习惯。
And they have a lot of different habits that they follow.
所以呢，我们说，如果你从外表来统一的话，那是非常困难的。
So we said that if you want to be together as one externally, it will be very difficult to follow.
我们说很多的习惯，大家只能彼此尊重。
So I said that we should only be respectful of each one's habits.
你到那里去带领带是表示爱世界。
And then. Oh, if you go to his place, if you wear a tie, that means that you love the world.
但是我们在这里不带个领带，好像不尊重。
But on the other hand, if we don't wear a tie in this stage, it shows that we're disrespectful.
就外面来讲，我们有好多的不同。
So externally, a lot of differences.
但是我们有同一个灵。
But I tell you that we have the same spirit.
我们同一个生命。
We have the same life.
我们同一个使命。
We have the same commission.
啊，这个一是超过这些外面的不同。
And this oneness is more than what externally we could come together.
我们仍然可以彼此相爱。
Because we love each other.
彼此尊重。
We respect each other.
我们感谢主，因为这是基督的身体。
So thanks to the Lord, we are one body of Christ.
我们有同一个心灵。
We have the same spirit.
不是统一的心灵。
No. A spirits that are put together.
我们不是外面都要一致。
And it may, might not look the same externally.
但是我们有同一个心灵，同一个脚踪。
But internally, we have the same spirit and then we take on the same step.
弟兄姊妹, 这是见证。
So brothers and sisters, that is our testimony.
你们就是这些事的见证。
And you are the witnesses.
今天主要得着我们成为他的见证人。
And God today wants to receive us as his witnesses.
做主的见证人有的时候并不是太方便。
And then sometimes it is quite difficult to be his witnesses.
我记得有一年是我跟我姊妹 结婚10年, 我们第一次去参加一个 cruise, 去一个游轮。
And I remember it was during my 10th year anniversary with my sister that we went on to a cruise to celebrate.
结果到了船上,
and when we got onto this cruise,
我姊妹呢, 从她的皮箱里面, 她拿了两件这个 T-shirt,
my sisters,
啊, 哦, sweatshirt,
my sisters took out two sweatshirts from her suitcase.
这两件一样的。
And then it or they were matching.
大小不一样。
Two sweatshirts that are matching.
上面都写着 I love Jesus.
And on both of them, it said I love Jesus.
她说我们就穿这件衣服。
And then she said, how about we put it on together?
我说这个有点不太方便吧。
And I said, that might not be so convenient after all.
我们来度假的。
We come here to relax.
很多时候你做传道人，你去度假，你也不想跟人家讲你是传道人。
And sometimes if you're a pastor, you don't want to just tell everyone when you're
going to be. 你的度假就变成好多人要找你有问题，要请你帮忙。
Because the people who know that you're a pastor, they will come and trouble you when you try to relax.
我说看这个，最后还是顺服了。
But at that time, I was submitted, and then I put on this sweatshirt.
有的时候弟兄顺服姊妹还是不错的。
And then at times it is easier for a brother to be submissive.
我记得那天在甲板上，我们两个在那边读圣经。
And I remember one morning we were reading the Bible on the deck.
哎，真的有人就来找我们了。
And then truly some people came to us.
啊，这些不认识的弟兄姊妹们。
And then some brothers and sisters that we didn't know.
啊，他就跟我们谈起来。
And then they came and they started talking to us.
啊，他就跟我们讲，你们不晓得这艘船上啊是这个七百俱乐部的特会在这个船上举行。
And then they said, don't you know that we have a special meeting going on?
所以呢，这个整个过程啊，每天晚上都有特会参加。
And indeed, it was a special meeting for another church. So every night we spent our time with them.
那每一天早上呢，都有晨更。
And every morning they would have the morning devotion.
他们用他这个船上的很大的戏院。
And then they used the theater to have their morning devotion.
因为戏院这个没有人早上一大早去看电影的。
Because in the theater it was empty in the early morning.
早上在那里晨更。
So in the morning we would group together and pray.
晚上有特会。
And then every night they have a special message.
所以你说这个游轮，我们这个过程里面，你回想起来。
So when we try to remember the times when we were on the cruise, it was very meaningful.
晚上聚完会，有些他们不是参加特会的，也去参加，有一些有需要的，最后特会完，每天晚上就是为着很多人大家一起祷告。
And during each night's special meetings, when the new friends come on in and join, they would pray with the new friends and they would have a fellowship together.
当神的儿女一起来做见证。
And it is when the children of God get together and be a testimony.
那力量是很大的。
The power is great.
有的人去看什么秀什么，但是有一般人在这里赞美主、敬拜主。
And then maybe some people they just walk by, but then all they could hear is praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
我们感谢主，今天主要得着我们成为他的见证人。
So praise the Lord, God wants to receive you as his testimony.
我们不以福音为耻。
But we should never be ashamed of our gospel.
我们不让光藏在斗底下。
And we should never hide our light.
光必须要照出去。
Because the meaning of light is to shine.
我们不是一直接受活水来到我们里面。
And we are not the vessel that would only receive this living water.
水若不流出去, 它就不是活水了。
Because if the water stops flowing, then it's not living anymore.
我们白白得来, 也要白白舍去。
And we have received it freely, so we should pass it on freely.
保罗他在亚基帕王最后, 他在那里做见证。
And then Paul, at his end, he gave this testimony.
要传扬这个光。
And he said, I am going to pass on this light.
今天我们说, 这个火在我们里面。
So today, you have this sparkle.
一点星星之火,
and it only takes a sparkle.
你说我也不是认识的很多,
and then you may say that maybe I don't know much yet.
我也不是很有口才能够讲,
and maybe I don't speak so well.
但是火不在乎这一些的,
but then the sparkle doesn't care if you
speak. 真正的火它本身就是一个见证,
because the sparkle itself, that's a testimony.
这一点火不在乎它有多大,
And this sparkle doesn't need to be great.
一点星星之火
because it only takes a sparkle.
能够燃起萤火兴旺
It only takes a sparkle to light up a fire.
今天火已经在我们的里面
And today you have this sparkle.
今天我们只要让它燃出去
And today all you got to do is just let it come out.
当你在最亲的人，当你碰到的人，人家能够遇见这个火
Go to the people that are closest to you, the people that you know, and light up this sparkle.
一点星星之火可以燃起萤火兴旺
Because it only takes a sparkle to get a fire going.
主说他来，他把火丢在地上，让它着起来，岂不是他所愿意的吗？
And then God said that it is His will to light up the fire on this world.
今天我们得着了这个火
And today you have received this fire.
我们祷告主，让这个火能够烧旺出去。
So praise to the Lord that we would light up this fire.
请我们再来唱592首。
So let's sing song again, 592.
传给人。
To pass it on.
我们请弟兄来带领我们。
好，我们从第一节唱到第三节，592首。我们姊妹弹一句，我们开始一起唱。好，我们来。
一点星星之火。